Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Ensure your pup and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout. Be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out. Today is the day to stand, stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer out. Today is the day.
Well, welcome to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. This is your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp, and we have a beautiful day today on our great, fantastic show that we do called 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Business Alive. So welcome. Come on in. So happy that you're here. Let's take a nice, big, beautiful breath together and just bring our energies together, because this show, I think, is an important one that will help some of us that at times maybe feel a bit stuck around things. And it's called The Big Break. And you know how things work here. We empower spiritual entrepreneurs to heal their business, to create raving, loving fans, or as I call, groupies. So what is the big break really about? And, you know, I hear this all the time. I've done it myself. I so understand this energy. And I think it's something very important to bring forward and have us put a light on and take a very clear look at. And that is, where we're kind of waiting for the nudge. We're kind of waiting for the big break. We're waiting for the light to pop on before we make our next move, because we're not really quite sure. Either we're not quite sure what to do to make our next move, or we're just not quite sure of ourselves, and so therefore we kind of hold ourselves back. So, do you know what I'm talking about here? Is there something in your business or something in your life or something in your connection with spirit where you're kind of waiting for the big break? You know, you're kind of waiting for that strike of lightning to hit you. So let's talk a little bit about this today, because I think that there's a real beautiful way to move through this and to get to the other side, or to get to where you're supposed to be. The perfect place, right? So if you're waiting for that big break, you're waiting for the lights to go on, you're waiting for possibilities to happen, you got to know this. All things are possible. All things are working for your greater good in this moment, in this time, in this second, right now, with you and I together. The possibilities are endless. But what happens sometimes when we're waiting for the big break is we ignore God's reality. I said it, we ignore God's reality. Yes, we are spiritual beings, but we're spiritual beings in this human experience, right? And sometimes we see the reality of what's going on in the human world versus the reality, what's going on with the divine. Because the divine has what? The perfect plan for us. The divine has a perfect timing for us. The divine has a place where you're supposed to be. And sometimes the strike of light that you're waiting for and you're hoping to get this big push or this big change or this big move, sometimes it's happening right in the second, but you're paying so much attention to the human reality that you're missing God's reality for you. So I want to say that one more time because it's really important. Sometimes you're paying so much attention to the human reality. So the human reality is where you are today. The human reality is what's happening. And it maybe there's something that you're struggling with moving forward. That's a human reality. God's reality is everything's happening today perfect for you. God's reality is everything's moving forward in a perfect flow. Just don't allow yourself to move out of that flow. To be able to do that, we have to learn what I like to call a transformance of pain. So I know pain doesn't sound like a spiritual word. Pain doesn't even sound like anything we want involved in our healing business. Matter of fact, our light that we shed on this earth is to heal the pain. But the fact is that we get ourselves stuck in these mini pain buckets. That's what I call them, the mini pain bucket. And what that is something doesn't go right in that human reality. Something doesn't look exactly the way that we planned. It doesn't move as fast as we think it's supposed to. It doesn't grab us and say, yes, 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 this is the direction. And so we put a little pain on that. We start sprinkling instead of love dust on the situation. We sprinkle a little pain dust and we get very attached to that. And what happens is we start feeling self-doubt. We start feeling inadequate. And so we stay connected to that pain longer than we need to. Remember, in God's plan and in God's reality, when you're working with the divine, there's no such thing as self-doubt. There's no such thing as inadequacy. There's just you, the perfect you, and your perfect gift. Believe me, there's a plan. You have to be able to take that pain and transform it back to those love drops and not stay in that reality of the human expectation, the human, I have to do better, the human, I'm not enough. None of that is real. The only thing that is real is you are enough. The only thing that is real is you have a gift. The only thing that is real is you are here for a healing purpose. So you have to take that shift. Now, I'm not going to tell you absolutely the way that you need to do it because you know what works for you. But I'm going to give you some ideas today, and we're going to talk about this a little bit deeper so we can get some, some things to kind of take away. You know, if you've listened to this show before, my whole goal and intention is to hire is the word that's coming to me, is to lift, is the better word, lift your vibration to a place where you know that your healing business is easy. It is where you're supposed to be. It is the divine plan, and you're just walking with the divine, holding the divine's hand and being led to that perfect place. That's the purpose of this show, this 15 minutes to thrive, to keep your spiritual business alive. And what we do is we give you great little things to take away and to think about. So first off, what's this bringing up for you when I talk about the big break? Is this something you're doing in your life? Is this something you're doing in your spiritual business? Are you waiting for something? Maybe you're waiting for an office. Maybe you're waiting for some more training. Maybe you're waiting for a new client. Maybe you're waiting for, I don't know, finances that is going to help you move yourself forward. You don't have to wait. The big break is happening right now. The big break happened when you were called to this experience. You don't have to stay in the pain. You can release the doubt, release the feelings of inadequacy. And here's what happens when you do that. You start to create your own breakthrough because you are now working one-on-one with God in what the intention is for your life. So you start creating your own breakthrough. Your own breakthrough. You can either wait for a breakthrough or you can create a breakthrough. It's all up to you. So here's a few things to think about when it comes to this. And you know, I always say, hey, pen and paper doesn't hurt to take a few notes. So know that your gift matters. These are the steps to getting you to create a breakthrough instead of wait for a breakthrough. So know that your gift matters. Empower yourself with God's reality. Don't get stuck in your reality, this human reality. Empower yourself with God's reality, because in God's reality, don't have to wait for anything. You can take a step forward today. It can be a baby step. It can be a big, fat Olympic leap. It doesn't matter. When you're in God's reality, you're moving forward. Don't allow yourself to get stuck in the pain. Transform that pain to some love drops in your business. When that pain comes up, and that pain shows up in fear, self-doubt, inadequacy, not able to move forward, feeling like you need more money, you need more education, you need more knowledge, you need more anything that is, I need more. As soon as that comes up, that's a place where you're being guided to transform your pain into something more beautiful. Because you don't need more. You are enough. You are the perfect perfection that you're supposed to be in this human experience to create this healing in your business. So, transform the pain and realize when it comes up, it's a calling. It's not a stop sign. It's a calling. Create a breakthrough by turning your own light on. You have to be able to create breakthroughs. Don't wait. There's no reason whatsoever to wait for something to happen. Now, I'm not going to tell you that God does not have a divine timing for you. I'm not going to say that there isn't some divine timing. What I'm going to say is, if you felt like you've been stuck waiting for something, if you felt like you've been stuck thinking tomorrow the breakthrough is around the corner, know that in this moment, you're not only in the right place, moment, you've been given a divine gift, and in this moment, you can start creating a breakthrough and creating a new life for you and your spiritual business. Because to heal others, to heal the world, to create a big change happens when you move out of the human experience and move into the spiritual experience. And even though we're spiritual beings, guess what? We forget this. As spiritual healers, we forget this. I'm a very spiritual girl. I forget this. When I talk with my clients, they forget this. So today is a day of remembering. Remembering who you are. remembering that the big break happens when you move through and allow it to happen. Heed the call, know you're in the right place, and know that here at Sharpening Your Spirit Radio, with myself, your coach, and your host, Cindy Sharp, that you are loved. That is our show for today, and I send you off, as I always do, with love, light, and a big kiss. Have a beautiful day.